The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Has the perfect everyday deal. Pick up a large one-topping pizza for only $10 every single day. This has to be the best pizza deal in town. No gimmicks, just great pizza at a great price every day. Fresh, fast, and full of flavor. That's the magic of Marco's. Only at Marco's participating locations.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to capital for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
The following is a paid political message.
Out of Kalani.
That was a paid political message.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. All of it, you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers remain the same. You can call us on 332, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I want to warn you today that I have a bit of a background background noise. Might be a lot of noise, announcements. You know, a lot of times you see things happening in the world, for instance, significant snowstorms in the United States of America taking place on the East Coast, and a lot of cancellations of flights have happened. And you think, well, that doesn't matter to me. It's not going to affect me. But in point of fact, it does, because right now in Florida, they have everything backed up because, of course, people have been stuck here now for days because they can't go home because their flights have been canceled. That means they need hotel rooms. That means they need cars and so forth. And so you got a lot of frustrated people trying to navigate this space. As somebody said to me, well, the one good thing is I'm not stuck in New York, but I'm stuck in Florida. It's a little cool, but it's not cold like New York. So, you know, you do what you got to do and you make do as best you can, because things can be challenging. Speaking about challenging, I got I heard the Eyewitness News report claiming to have sources indicating that the Grand Ukiah deal, that's of course the sale of the Grand Ukiah to the government, Concord Wilshire Group by the government has fallen through, it's collapsed. That's what we're hearing now, right? Now, Eyewitness News is claiming that, but the government, through the Office of the Prime Minister, Minister's Director of Communication, is refuting that, saying that it's not so, that they're still working with Concord Wilshire toward the development of the property. Now, I don't know what the deal is, and neither do you. We can only now serve this back and forth, notwithstanding that the Office of the Prime Minister has denied the collapse. Eyewitness News is holding to its position, which is a very strong stance by a media outlet to take against a refutation by the government. Very strong, right? So obviously, they have some confidence in their sources, right? This all quite interesting for us is this. Since the big announcement celebration of the signing of the heads of agreement purporting the sale, since that time, very little has happened to give anyone confidence that this deal is actually consummated. Very little. I mean, we've been asking questions about it. Has the sale been consummated? Has the government received the $120 million? Has the conveyance actually been executed? What is happening? We then heard from one of the representatives of the developers that, oh, we don't know when we're going to start because we don't know the timetable for the airport development. When you ask questions about the airport development, well, there was a deal for the airport, then there wasn't, and then there was no sound coming from the government. Then recently, very, very recently, the prime minister says, oh, we've signed something to mobilize Polycorn. We don't know who Polycorn is. Oh, we've signed something with the UK company, Manchester, and we're moving money from the Saudi funding to do that. And so you have this incoherent set of things around this deal that doesn't inspire confidence about its status at all, right? We who have seen up close, serious, focused, really able developers and investors dealing with a government that has all its ducks lined up. We've seen that. We've seen Atlantis, right? We've seen even Bahama, for some of its delays, we've seen that, right? We've seen people who deliver. And that does not appear to be the case with this particular deal. So if you're an observer like I am, you have that to when considering now which one of these things is true. In addition to that, you have a scenario in which the Prime Minister's office has said, and the Prime Minister himself has said things, which when you come behind, later you found out, well, wasn't quite the case. Case in point, we tabled the BPL documents, all of them. Wasn't so. Prime Minister indicated on occasions that the deal had been signed and consummated, essentially. And then his minister, I mean, his parliamentary secretary in the Ministry of Transport and Energy says something contradictory. His minister responsible for BPL says, no, we don't know anything about the hedge and any hedged stuff. Prime Minister says something different to them contradicting each other, right? And we've seen the Prime Minister say things when, for instance, with regard to the treatment of the food program during the pandemic, only to come and have the Auditor General say, no, folks did as they were supposed to do, contradicting what the Prime Minister put out there. We've seen the Prime Minister say there's $1 billion not accounted for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, only to have nothing in $1 billion of people's monies is what was purported to have been unaccounted for and that kind of stuff. So you will see why people then do not necessarily buckle down on a statement that arises out of the office of the Prime Minister in relation to these things. There is far too much that is uncertain around the Grand Bahama deal. This is a deal whose announcement came over a year ago, over 1 year. I mean, it was almost a foretelling that when they had Baco trying to break down a portion of the building, it basically was only scraping it. It was like a struggle. It was really like it was portending what would be the nature of this deal. So for the time being, Eyewitness News is saying, nope, we're hearing that the deal is collapsed. And then we're hearing the Prime Minister's office saying, no, it's not the case. Now, let me tell you what is so interesting to me. This was curious to me. How do you collapse a deal that you collected $120 million on? How does that collapse? Do you then have to return the money? Maybe there were some conditions attached to that, and then you had to return the money? You think the government of Bahamas is in possession of $120 million can easily return $120 million if the deal collapsed? Or was $120 million not spent in the first instance so that a developer could say, nah, I don't think we're going to continue? But the Prime Minister himself said, listen, there was molding that could have jeopardized this deal. We don't know. You get a statement by the Director of Communications, not the Prime Minister on this, not yet. Not the Deputy Prime Minister, the Minister of Investment, not yet. Not the developers. Why would developers not come? Not yet. Like, if I'm a developer, I'd meet it, especially if you have funding that's tied to what you're seeking to do, and people are saying the thing is collapsed. You don't want that. You want to refute that right away, right? Similarly, you know, we just the other day, Ian Rule, the president of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, came out, and what did Ian Rule say? They had confidence in this group, confidence in Concord, Wilshire, to be able to do this deal. Interesting set of developments around this deal. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. Walk this road together.
Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Island Luck, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Bronze Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Marco's Pizza has the perfect everyday deal. Pick up a large one-topping pizza for only $10 every single day. This has to be the best pizza deal in town. No gimmicks, just great pizza at a great price every day. Fresh, fast, and full of flavor. That's the magic of Marco's. only at Marco's participating locations.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business, higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we are discussing a very disturbing announcement, news story by Eyewitness News regarding the collapse of the deal between the government of the Bahamas and Concord Wilshire, the developers who were supposed to be redeveloping the Grand Lucaya property. Eyewitness have sources indicating that the deal has collapsed. The government says that's not so, that they're still working with the developers. Eyewitness News says they're standing by their story, and we are all caught in the middle trying to figure out what is happening. Someone has texted me to say that you could do that by the check bouncing. It is possible, not check bouncing. Man, listen to me. You. If we are dealing with check bouncing in an $800 million redevelopment program? It's a check bouncing? Okay. that would speak to collapse, wouldn't it? That it collapsed. I don't even think that's in the cards. And if you had received a check, how long ago would that have been? I don't see that. Says, what is the common factors for all the deals to sell the hotel in Grand Bahama falling through? Once we are aware of that, then we can move forward to resolve those issues. I would bet that not having appropriate levels of airlift to Grand Bahama is a factor. I can't see that being the issue at all, because, you know, we had a huge event announcing the sale of the hotel. You think these developers are so inept that they have not calculated and forecasted and figured that they could make money buying this hotel and investing $800 million in it? That they don't know what the current airlift to Grand Bahama is and what it might well be as forecasted by themselves and through their own agents? You think they don't know that? I have. That is the case. Why go and have that elaborate celebration, bringing Arnold Palmer and all these kinds of people, if you basic matter like that, you are unaware of? No, I can't accept that. I can't accept that. So, this text says, the funniest thing was Muff Roll describing the Baco attacking the world. Ah, boy. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. There is an overwhelming amount of inaccurate statements from the government, especially issues out of Grand Bahama. Well, I do think that because of the track record of statements on this and other matters, that it would put the government in a difficult situation to have people just simply believe it when it says that the deal hasn't collapsed. That, you know, it would put people in a difficult position to believe that. That doesn't mean it's not true, but it would put it in a difficult position. And the fact that nothing, I mean, you know, just remember now, Prime Minister said only recently, he said that things are going on in the background and that those things, you know, are happening and that people should just because, well, actually it was the minister, the parliamentary secretary Smith, who said that there are things going on in the background, and just because people can't see those things going on in the background doesn't mean that things are moving forward, etc. I mean, he gave the impression that, listen, this is moving forward. This was going forward. Prime Minister recently told the press, you know, yeah, things are going moving forward on the timelines that we are aware that logistical things have to be done and so forth and so forth. So every impression that we, government of the Bahamas, would have been that this is a done deal and this deal is moving forward. I mean, it was kind of like, okay, well, here we go now, because you got Polycorn out there, you got Manchester side. So we, at the very least, the investor could have said, now, okay, we can give definitive timelines, or we can give some indication of things now based on the fact that movement is taking place with respect to the airport. But not yet. Not yet. So we don't know yet. We just know what Eyewitness News is reporting or what the government is refuting. He says again, this text says again, on the airport, yes, they know what's forecasted for airlift, but it is not coming to fruition. No, I'm sorry. Listen, man. If you understand how these things go, it is inconceivable, my friend, that the developers would have been looking at forecasted airlift now, right now, for a development that would have taken 18 to 24 plus months to happen. That life doesn't work that way, man. No, sir. Mm-mm. No, there's something else going on, and there's something else going on. It's not what you're thinking. That's not it. That's not it. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. Just know that PLP supporters don't care about the Bahamas as a whole. Their only focus and worry is that they are taken care of by their party. They don't care about nothing else. This is the battle the FNM and COI are fighting. I told my aunt about the Grand Lucayan deal falling through. She said, I don't care. The leader could be a pedophile. I still vote in PLP. They look out for me. Shake my head. Wow, is all I can say. Okay. This text says, this is a disgrace. If they knew this information and kept it to themselves and was continuously telling non-truth up to 7 days ago, But the member from West End, Grand Bahama, contradicted what he said, says that text. His text says, could the public fall out between Grand Bahama Port Authority and statements from Minister Fred Mitchell and PM Davis caused doubt with all and any investors? I don't think that has anything to do with it, because the strongest statements made by the Prime Minister were made before they made this announcement at the signing. So I don't think that that has anything to do with it at all. And don't forget, just recently, Ian Rohr came out and expressed confidence in the group to deliver this deal. So I don't think that that's an issue at all. This text says, Mr. Lang, with the amount of missteps and untruths by this government since it came to office, how can anyone believe anything they say? Someone, usually the director of communication, always has to seek to do damage control, which is normally very... Actually, in point of fact, the damage control kind of goes both ways sometimes. Sometimes it's the prime minister doing the damage control. Sometimes it's the director of communication doing the damage control. It doesn't matter. The director of communication doesn't work for himself. He works for the prime minister. And so whatever comes out of there is the prime minister's statements. If it's wrong, inaccurate, or misleading, or anything, then the prime minister will have to say, well, what I put out there before needs to be corrected, and so forth and so forth. But we shouldn't be thinking this is on Latrey Ramming, or this is on Smith, or this is on Minister JoBeth Colby. They all work for the government. They all work, they are all a part of the government. And so unless the government comes out and corrects the statement, then, you know, it is the government statement. That's how these things work. Okay. This text says, delete this little short Cat Island man is a big embarrassment to the Cat Island people. He talks to all of us like we all are lazy and stupid. I believe he promised those investors something, did not do it, and the deal fell through, says that text. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
The following is a paid political message.
For you, see everybody, hey, hey. Change is here, hey. Hands in the air, hey, see everybody in Kalani. later.
That was a paid political message.
Hey, Nassau, get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. If you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We have a text here, says, "Good day, Mr. Lang. Under this PLP government, we cannot and should not believe nothing." That means you mean they should believe everything. But you mean anything. This PLP government says so many truths. Why we just can't get real truth from this government, which leaves Bahamians to wonder and speculate what's happening. We, the Bahamian people, know that something is not right with this deal, because from day one, this agreement with the sale of the hotel, we should have had some legitimate answers and work started by now. This government has to go, says that texter. All right. Listen to me, guys. If you text me and you use, you know, words like lying and stuff like that, it's going to be difficult to read them, because, you know, you can't say somebody's lying unless you can evidence that they knew what they were saying was untrue and said it anyway. And I don't have any evidence or support that the government has been lying. I don't have any evidence of that. I will not support any accusation of it without evidence. This Texas tower is collapsing swiftly right before our eyes. This recently reported news from Eyewitness News is disappointing to Grand Bahamians. They were depending on the development to come through. This government is leaving sensible thinking people with one option, that is to vote them out. They are not honest, and enough is enough, says that texter. This text says, Prime Minister Davis keeps saying things. What is not true? Why does he believe that it's okay to do this? He's all about stumbling all over his words. He really, truly is a terrible excuse for Prime Minister. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. What is, once again, we're in a circumstance where, so I used the example recently, Rick Fox, Prime Minister says Rick Fox sought to get a nomination by the PLP. PLP 3 days before his own ratification by the FNM. Rick Fox denies that. Both things can't be true. One of those things has to not be true. And in that case, whatever is not true, it has to be a lie. Okay? Listen, if you can prove whichever one of those things is lied, either Rick Fox lied or the Prime Minister told a lie, it has to be so. Because if the Prime Minister cannot, did not seek the nomination of the PLP 3 days before, he cannot not know that. So if he says that happened and it didn't happen, then he had been telling an untruth. And then somebody told him a lie. And if Rick Fox cannot not know, he didn't seek a PLP nomination 3 days before his own ratification by the FNM. He cannot not know that. So if he said that and it wasn't true, he told a lie. So either way you this falls, it isn't good. Either way. Now, if the two of them said things they didn't know was not true, you know we call that, right? If you say something that you don't know that is not true, well, then you're ignorant. Some people might see you're incompetent, or you could be delusional, right? So either way, it doesn't, whatever the deal is, we don't know. We don't know. We're not there. All right. We have a call on the line. Go ahead. Call him and listen to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's happening?
Right here, my friend. What's going on?
Now, listen, if I had to believe Rick Fox or the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister has already been caught in a couple of questionable statements where he had to be corrected. We have not caught Rick Fox in no questionable statement as yet.
One. You caught him in one. Rick Fox said he wasn't going with either side. He was running independent, and he was going to run in St. James. Was that not true?
Yeah, he did say that.
Okay, but that did not happen. Neither of those things happened.
If I could touch base on the Alagaya deal. When this administration came into power, they met in place for the Alagaya and the airport in Grand Mama. They made a deal. The deputy prime minister canceled a deal and said, I canceled it because it was not a good deal.
Yeah.
Now, the point I'm trying to make, if they were smart, they would have left that deal in place and they would have beat menace with that deal. We're not in the business of canceling. Stop. And review it. We're not in the business. This is the deal we met in place, and this is the deal we're going to leave in place until whatever happens. But they cancel it. So they have to own this Alakaya fiasco 100%. It's on them. 100%.
You know what I wonder about, though? I wonder about the deal that was left on the table, right? Because a deal means I have a contractual. Producer, we're good? We're good, producer? We're good? You're playing music for me. We good? Just making sure. Okay, good. Yeah, you can't just cancel a deal without consequences if it's a contract, because contracts have to be honored. And you only the two parties to the deal. Now, maybe that's what happened, okay? This text says, how could Rick or anyone else petition the PM for a nomination when all the PLP candidates were chosen already? That could be a good point. I'd have to check that. I would have to check if they had ratified. Well, maybe they would say Rick didn't know. That might be what they say. He didn't know better. This text says, in the same statement, the PM also said that Rick did not apply. I would like to believe that Rick Fox had an application in and a nomination acceptance on the 3 days before when the PM said he came seeking a nomination. Make this make sense for me. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, was the money really in the bank? Was it a show in Grand Lucayan in 2025? And if these were the facts, then what does the GPPA know about this deal? And does the GPPA come out and tell the truth about what really happened and share their views on the deal? Well, the GPPA, Mr. Rowell said, they have confidence in Concord Wilshire and this deal going through. So they are on board. So we don't need to hear from the GPPA. GBPA, we know what they believe. The president said so. And this was only recently. This text says, how about strangers to the truth as opposed to lying? Yeah, that's in Parliament, that's a more acceptable expression than calling a member a liar. So that's acceptable, Polly. This text says, it over, it done. Put a fork in it. Enough is enough. Now they know they will not get any of the seats in Grand Bahama. All go to the FNM. The truth is not in this government. That sounds better, Z. Well, this text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. If the Prime Minister said that all of the energy agreements were tabled in the House of Assembly, and we know that the Bahama grid deal never was, and we have not been advised that the PM has dementia, then did the Prime Minister tell a lie? No, that does not conclude that the Prime Minister told a lie. The Prime Minister could have been mistaken. And so you can't, to evidence a lie, one has to have on balance of probability the notion that someone said something they knew to be untrue. That's what you have to be able to evidence. Not that they were in error, having thought a thing to be so and not so. You know, so that's not convincing. It says it's things like these as to why Mr. Mitchell doesn't want to give us FOIA. Okay. It says, good day, and no lotioning on this. I really want to ask Kingsley Smith what exactly happened and keep JoBeth in the sound booth. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, right here, man. How you?
I'm good. Like they say, where there is smoke, there is fire.
Fire, they normally say, yeah.
And having just heard this, what you're talking about, I would have expected that if this was not what it was reported to be, then the next statement that should have come from Mr. Latre Raming is that we will be taking legal action against the news station. In lieu of that, I stand by what the Eyewitness News, who is from their story, what they are reporting. Because you should have issued a stronger statement to say that, you know, we will be taking legal action against this news station for reporting inaccuracies. So that's my take on this. So we will wait and see what will happen. Either it go in or it come in, and time will tell, and I believe that this year will have an impact on the election day, because I don't think the Prime Minister is going to call an early election date anymore. I don't think so. I think he's going to go to the full term, because they're looking too good right now in the eyes of the public.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your calling. The thing about it is, media houses are very skittish about being exposed to claims of libel, defamation. You know, they are very skittish about putting out their inaccurate information. And you will generally see, even if they don't do it prominently, if they find themselves reporting inaccurately, they will do a retraction. To have a media house double down on something like this, their sourcing, they believe, is very strong. Now, let me tell you something. What would be a strong sourcing for a media house to not want back down from something? Either that information is coming from inside the government, or it's coming from inside the investors, or it's coming from inside the Port Authority, or sources very close to them, very, very, very close. For a media house to double down on that, they have to believe that what they have heard is true. Now, let me tell you, if I were the government of the Bahamas, in this scenario, I would not merely have issued a statement. I would have gotten with my partners who I talking to, who me and them working together, and who me and them signed a deal. I said, listen, man, are we going to put out a statement? We'd like you to put yours out right after that. Not the day after, not the 2 days after. We want this, your statement to come at the same time. Yours, the port, and all of us, let all our statements come at the same time refuting this. That would be a very strong statement. That would be a very strong refuting of the claim of Eyewitness News. And unless that happens, it is going to be believable what Eyewitness News is saying. But if I were the government, there's no question I would not have believed that I was strong enough to put out a statement that people would believe, especially in a political climate such as we have, especially with the track record, accurate or mistaken things that have been said. I would have thought that I needed stronger corroboration of my own claim, and that would have come from the investor. Now, maybe it's not too late. The investors could still do that if they're minded to do so, if there is still, in fact, a deal that they want to salvage. That is possible, but I would not have thought that a single statement by the government would have been sufficient in the circumstance. You see what I just said? See what I just said? See what I just said? So now somebody's sending me a statement by Concord Wilshire. Right? And the statement says, I'm going to read it for you. Roll the drums. This is for immediate release. Concord Wilshire Group refutes inaccurate media report regarding Grand Lucayan redevelopment. Development plans advancing. It says major project announcement forthcoming, Miami, Florida, February 23rd, 2026. Concord Wilshire Group categorically refutes an earlier report by Eyewitness News suggesting that the proposed $120 million acquisition and redevelopment of the Grand Lucayan Resort has collapsed or has been dead for about 4 months. These assertions are false and without factual basis. But Wilshire Group confirms that it continues to work collaboratively and constructively with the government of the Bahamas toward the redevelopment of the Grand Lucayan property. Discussions remain active, productive, and aligned with the shared objective of revitalizing this critical assessment for the benefit of Grand Bahama and the broader Bahamian economy. End quote. This is their quote. We want to be very clear. The redevelopment of Grand Lucayan Resort is moving forward, end quote, said Richard Bosworth, CEO of Lucayan Resort, Concord Wilshire Group. Says, end quote, reports suggesting otherwise are inaccurate and misleading. Concord Wilshire remains fully committed to this project and to our partnership with the government of the Bahamas. Further, Concord Wilshire appreciates the Office of the Prime Minister's clarification earlier today in disputing the inaccurate and false statements of Eyewitness News Bahamas. Says Concord Wilshire further confirms that within the next 2 weeks, the company will announce the formal commencement of development and two major cruise line destination resorts and the official start date for the site demolition and preparatory construction work. Says our team has continued to advance planning, design, coordination, capital structuring, and development scheduling. Bosworth added, we are entering execution phase and look forward to making a comprehensive announcement shortly that will outline the construction timeline and project milestones. Says that the redevelopment of the Grand Lucayan property represents a transformational investment for Grand Bahama, including substantial job creation, increased tourism activity, and long-term economic impact. Further details will be released in the company's upcoming formal project announcement. Okay, now, that is a strong corroboration about it is now, don't forget, the same developers were at the announcement months ago. Same developers who made strong statements about this project and what would happen and what would happen. Same developers. The same developers whose representative came back later on to put in doubt the timeline for the development based on what they said were uncertainties around the development of the airport. So, because now you have the developer and the government saying the same thing. So what's going to happen then is a different story. But as I indicated, if I were the government, that's exactly what I would have done. I would have said to my partner, Concord Wiltshire, listen, we need to hear from you. You need to sit, and you need to come up with a strong statement, and that's what has happened. Good on the government, and good on them. This text says, good afternoon, Brother Lang. Excellent show as usual. This government has turned more sand in the Bahamas for new products in 4.5 years, and I don't know of one that has been completed. Correct me if I'm wrong. Let me see. So what did they turn? The announcement of a Grand Ukai is the only one I know. Is they turned the sand on the celebration key? Did they turn the sand on the project there on? That, and those are both finished projects. So I don't know. Says this government should not be giving out 25-year deals with no competition to anyone, in my view, because it is not fair to Bahamian investors. Well, you could argue that the F&M administration gave a 25-year deal exclusivity to Arawak, to the Arawak port development. It was willing to give out a 25-year deal to the cruise line to the Bahamas. So I don't know. It depends on the circumstances and how people read the benefits of a development, right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Minister.
Hey, what's going on?
Ireland Court, thank God for life, Poppy. Minister, none of them things, them is fake news today. None of them is AI or nothing. The one we get from eyewitness or the one what somebody sent to you and you read, all is factual.
It seems so. It seems like they're all factual. The sources that I'm getting them from, it seems so. Yeah.
That's so unfortunate. So should we expect some disciplinarian or some kind of someone, I hate to say it, just asking the question, to be fired or to say they were standing by what they had to say? Because, listen, I don't know if it's okay to say it or fair to say it. I feel like, although them people them say what they say, Minister, I think sometime in life, it don't have to be this situation we're talking about now. There's a possibility, because anything is possible, that not forgetting that anything is possible, that maybe the news company to get eyewitness news, or not eyewitness news, but any particular news, because I sure this must mightn't be in the first time something like this happened. No, I mean anywhere in the world. And I feel like we should accept what they say. I don't know if it's okay to say don't question it, or you question it. That's why I ask you to question it. Everything looks straight, no fake news. Nothing look like AI or nothing. But shit, now what we can expect, the people that move, report that news, to maybe step down from that position, or what, Minister, what you think? Minister?
Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Screening for colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at reduced prices for the months of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Mullings, located next to Princess Margaret Hospital. Call us today at 328-5550 or WhatsApp 816-1417.
Join the Ultra family! Online signups are here, and it's ultra fast. Start winning from your phone. Sign up online in minutes and jump straight into the action at ultragames.com. And right now, when you sign up in February, you're entered for a chance to win a car. That's right, a car! No long lines, no stress. Just click, sign up, and start playing. Ultra Games. Start winning ultra fast. Must be 18 or older. Ultra Games reminds you, it's only a game, so game responsibly.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to C-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4359, you can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. The thing about it is, just because Wiltshire released a statement and the government released a statement doesn't mean that Eyewitness News has to necessarily back down. It does weaken their stance for that to happen. But again, it depends on, you know, so it really depends on what the deal is. Like, let me tell you all something. This is me. This is Shivago Lang now. I have always been uncomfortable, uneasy with investors who have what I regard as a timely election or timing election timed announcements. I really don't like that. I don't like that because it seems because an investor has to be. Because I think you do your business as your business, right? But again, I don't know. We don't know what the actual facts are. We can only now listen to the government, listen to the group, and say, okay, let's see what happens. All right. This text says no identifying info from CWC, no headers, no footers, no contracts, no email, etc. This can be from anyone. If you are refuting a known news source, you would want to clearly identify yourself as the company refuting it. Well, okay. Could it be AI? I don't know. Don't sound like AI, but it could be. The report I got from the sources I got it from. Let me see. I'll tell you what it is identifying its source, right? It says this is it's a final press release. Why final? Y'all put out a press release before. Let me look at the press release. The press release identifies the group putting out the thing, isn't it? It says, for immediate press release, it says Concord Wilshire Group refutes blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that is true. Anyway, listen, oh my God, what kind of world do we live in now? So the first one out of spelling error. Okay, I see. Okay. Well, who y'all getting this press release from? Like, where did this press release come from? Was it sent to Wilshire? where it coming from? I don't know. Oh my God, what kind of world do we live in, man? I call it the world of undata. The world of undata. Really something. You see how challenging it is these days? Okay. Who sent it out? Where did it come from? Was it from a PR firm? Was it from the office of the people? Where did it come from? Was it the logo? So the statement from the developer, I'm being told, came from the director of communications office? Manuel, stop. Stop. Seriously? I mean, okay. This is not... Okay, so a couple of people sent me the statement. I'm asking, has a statement been sent out by the Concord Wilshire Group, direct from them? Anybody in receipt of a statement directly from the Concord Wilshire Group? Anybody in receipt of that statement? Because why would you send your statement out through the government of Bahamas? I say you would name your press release pushes back. Did they send it to other media, including Eyewitness News? I honestly don't know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Lang. How you doing? It's Yellen. Hello?
Hey, yeah, I'm good. What's up?
I checked with known people involved with the projects. You know, I checked to see if anybody on Grand Bahama have received it, and they have it. People who's involved with it, and you know who I'm referring to in Grand Bahama. But the point is this: is that you have a company that could that uses the government to write and send out its press release. The Eyewitness News don't have a copy of it. Wouldn't you send a copy of it to them? And coming directly from the company with contacts, names, whatever it is. This is not supposed to be a fly-by-night company, though. This is just one.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It even if they did it, they're not reflecting the most professional status in the world doing it this way. I agree with you. If that's the press release, I agree with you 100%.
Right. And so I think we were born at night, not last night. And I think the Prime Minister's office must expect more from us. You know, we spend billions of dollars educating and informing ourselves. And, you know, I may be called a fool, but I'm not a fool. Thank you so much.
But it is conceivable that it is their press release. I'm not saying it's not their press release, but I'm saying it is not unusual that people will try to make sure there's a logo on their stuff, make sure that they're the kinds of identifying marks that say this is a bona fide something. I'm not saying it's not. I don't know.
No, but I agree with you. You said that, you know, concerning. You don't hurry but out a press release coming from the Grand Palmer Port Authority or Concord Wiltshire. And at the same time, remember now, the refute of this came from an ex or Twitter refuting it. So, you know, you would think that the three major principles in this would coordinate, just like you said, a press release, not, you know, directly from the Office of Prime Minister, not a Twitter that we see this and we don't believe it and don't believe it, right? This there adds more doubt for me as to whether the professionalism and execution. And promises was made, and it's Concord Wiltshire itself that said that they were waiting for updates on the airport. So in that negotiations, or directly or indirectly, they must have been promised a particular date and time for something on the airport, and they were waiting on something. And so when you begin to put all of the pieces together, you know, this fish doesn't smell right. Smell right. Something's wrong in Denmark. Thank you so much again.
Listen to me. So now I have been sent from a media colleague a statement with Concord Wiltshire's letterhead. So first of all, Shivago Lang is on the news, on the radio, saying, if I were the government, this is what I would do. I would get Concord Wiltshire to, all of a sudden, I get Concord Wiltshire's press statement. The one that I saw, no letterhead. I'm on the radio saying, okay, somebody raised the point, C. Allen raised this point about the statement itself. I'm saying, if it was me, I'd have a letterhead, you got to identify. And all of a sudden, I get one that says, okay, this is the one with on the letterhead. The first statement that went out had an error in it. And the error was then corrected and sent through. And all of this is being sent through the government's director, the government's director of communications, to the media pool. Concord Wiltshire is a supposedly a global company. Really? Come on. I don't know. Anyway, let's hope that despite some of this stuff, that there is in fact something going on that could be positive for the folks in Grand Bahama and for all the Bahamas. Let's hope. You can see, you know, the deal being scuttled is not in our interest. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
To take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Try to rest, roll with the best. for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEN Snack World, Bamboo Shack, Bahamas Air, The Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, Seven, Ritz Sandy's, Clarks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investment. Investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Rubin, your host. Glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free 6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here says these people are playing games. I will tell you this much. What is happening now appears like a really amateur hour of the goodness can happen. And these are supposed to be substantial investors doing a substantial project. And if this represents the best that they can do in the midst of a crisis, they are not doing very well. I can tell you that. They're not doing very well. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. You're cutting in and out. I guess people are aware of it. You're aware of it. Amateur hour of public relations is what I would call it. I didn't hear what you called it because you cut out. But what you can do, Mr. Lang, seeing that you have a very verified source of this data, you can do a metadata search, and they were even smart enough to use a VPN to give you a Florida IP address. If you notice that the IP address is local, then it's being generated here in New Providence or the Bahamas somewhere, which raises a lot of concern because somebody is lying.
But why would Concord Wilshire feel it's appropriate to send out its press release through the Director of Communications office?
Because they didn't send it. This is being generated by the entire office. They didn't generate it. If you call them, call one of the directors, and then you could get to the bottom of it, and then we'll be happy to know.
Sorry, say again.
I say call one of the directors of whatever that's Concord, or, and then we can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
If maybe the media could just call them, and verify whether this project is on or not, or whether they're being paid to say it's on or not until the election is over. You never know. This is all maybe the donating
anyway,
to the party. I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, my friend. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Boy. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Minister.
Hey, what's up?
I like what the caller had to say. I didn't call. That was me who was talking to you before you had that break. But I just asked you the question, and for everything, really, if you look at everything, good and everything. And I can't see. I'm blind, you know. So I just say that I call it unfortunate, you know, like the news companies say they're standing by, you know, what they're saying, and then for this to come out, and then... You know, I always have the open mind. I don't know if it's the cup half full or half empty. Like, even with O.J., although the jury to say he was innocent, and us around the world, maybe same color skin, we'll say it that way, was happy to know he's free. There's a lot of thought behind some people's mind to feel like he still was guilty. So I just was saying, I didn't bring it up, and I was asking, like, if you think... If it's true, and this the company was saying if it's true, something could happen to the person who reported the news for minister. I know what day, or if I miss it and you don't talk about it, when the files come out the other day with the prime minister to say that he already, the senator saying people too lazy to maybe go and read it. It sounds like they saying, and maybe you could help me, companies, like, and you promise like a profit and give assets, buildings and properties and stuff like that. I believe that happened in this, I'm not sure. I thought the bill go with it, the old bill too. It's not like they say they leave the old bill with BPL. That's us, right? That's us, the people who still have to pay the old bill, the $500 million or something what they was talking about. Is that correct?
I'm not familiar with what you mean, Papa. I really am not. Is Papa still there? Papa, you still there? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take our final break now. We're going to take our final break, and then when we... You want to take a next call? Okay, go ahead, caller. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello?
Yes, we're listening to you. Go ahead.
Definitely confused about what's going on. I don't think that it's a good look for so much time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, final break, and then when we come back, we will continue and finish up our conversation today. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashi Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Isles, Marco's Pizza, and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're
you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we have been speaking about this by eyewitness news that refuted claim by eyewitness news that the Grand Lucayan deal has collapsed. It's been refuted by the Prime Minister's office. There is now a suggestion that it's been refuted by the Concord Wilshire Group, but I have to confess that I am in doubt about that myself right now, given what I have seen evolve over the last 30 minutes or so. Let me tell you what is really peculiar about this. Unless the CEO of Concord Wilshire or some person who is known affiliate of that group now comes out and speaks, it is very difficult to believe what is in writing. And it is inconceivable to me that any government would put itself in a situation it is constructing statements on behalf of anybody to put out to the Bahamian public. You can't get me to believe that is so. But the problem we have now is, given how this thing has evolved over the last half hour since I've been on my show, a half hour, it just seems rather peculiar, unusual, and amateurish what has been happening, right? Has to be a ratcheting up of things to ensure that there is a credibility in relation to what is actually happening. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
It's the line. This is Alan Johnson. Just again.
I took
the person advice concerning the metadata. It's highly possible that the TWC could be actually the Prime Minister's office, but it's written on the same Mac computer using the same Quartz PDF to create the content as the other documents that came out of the office of the Prime Minister. It may be just coincidence, but I'm telling you that the advice with the metadata, he was absolutely correct. They might have identical computers, identical software, identical build for the software, identical version of the Mac software. All of these may be coincidence in two different locations, but they match. The Prime Minister's previous production.
See, Alan, what do you think the probability is that I'm on my show saying, if I were the Prime Minister's office, this is what I'd do? Then that gets done.
Yeah.
And then I'm complaining about in terms of what you're complaining about in terms of the letterhead. And then all of a sudden, a statement comes over the letterhead.
Well, they can't change. I'll learn to send another one with a different set of metadata. Then I'll know that their IT guy is who he claims he is.
They could be operating under instructions from CW. You know, they could be doing that. I don't know. All I know is what is happening now is really casting doubt on what I thought was a sensible corroboration between the government and its developer on a matter refuting something that Eyewitness News. Now, right. If Eyewitness News comes and backs off, then maybe then that's a okay.
Well, what I would like for them to do now is, since I can unrefutably say it was produced in the same location as previous, all the way back to 2022 documents I have from the government. Okay, there's a digital trail. Every time the government releases the PDF, exactly as the caller said, there's metadata. Have all these metadata matching, I didn't check. I would expect now that the Office of the Prime Minister would have to say that they released this on behalf of CWC, and that's why it was produced on the same machine. For me, thanks.
Which in itself would be quite an admission and curious.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you calling. This text says, ain't nothing changed. Same old, for some reason, Brave on the... And PLP believes something changed. They believe things changed for the last 20 years. We've been sending government home. This text says, when you practice wickedness, it has a way of catching up with you in different ways. This government has borrowed hundreds of millions of dollars to re-employ their cronies as consultants while still benefiting from pensions and other perks, while the majority of poor grassroots people are scraping from the bottom of the barrel. Those rabid supporters are fuming today because they like to give but can't take. Much more exposure is coming. Just wait, says that text. This text is lying. I don't believe that statement. Why didn't they send that info out this morning? This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. So how Concord can be talking about what they are going to do in 2 weeks and we haven't seen any money yet? The hotel was free. This text says, let's see what happens before the election, and should the PLP win, what happens after? I suspect that's the linchpin, winning the election, says that text. This text says, the aquarium for swimmers, they turn to sand. Yep. But the aquarium ain't finished, though. This text says, Lang, should the government sue Eyewitness News now? Well, they could try. But, you know, the only defense against a lie is truth. So, yeah, it'll have to be discovered. Said Mr. Lang, Latre from OPM office must have sent you that letter. And this says, good day, sir. Sounds like a copy and paste action there. I sense desperation on these guys' part, and that's very concerning. This text says, good afternoon. This is entire fiasco by the PM's communication office. It's embarrassing. This text says, Mr. Lang, this whole thing is laughable. If it wasn't so serious, someone has apparently pressed the panic button now, and everything has seemingly gone haywire. This happens when you try to bamboozle people for political expediency, says that text. This text says, Lang, you realize that the letter was only sent out after you said why Concord don't send out a press release letter right after that the letter came in. What so this letter was out from Eyewitness from this morning? Why they didn't send it out then? Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, know that your show is on and off and in and out. Okay, well, that's nothing I could do but that today. I'm sorry. This text says, good day, your broadcast. Okay. Says, hi, doesn't it sound like Concord Wilshire wrote anything? This slow government would have had to contact Concord, and Concord would have to get a statement approved and sent in a short period of time. Nah, I don't believe Concord sent that. As long as the money ain't in the bank, no deal has been executed. This text says, I did a deep dive on CW and there is no record of any completed developments ever. Seems like they sell projects quick rather than actually doing any work. Say, C. Allen is a spy. This text says, CW have the PLP in their pocket. That hotel is going to be given away for peanuts. All right. This text says, the afternoon, it is sad indictment against the government. If they sent out a press release, that is a lie. I can't believe that is what is happening here. I have to tell you, I don't believe that is what is happening here, but I will await further clarification explanations and what have you. I will await that. But the look at the moment on this is not good. The look is not good. Okay? I thought was a statement from Concord Wilshire, we may have had a turning of the story a bit, but as things evolved, I was at the beginning. I'm back to feeling like Eyewitness News doesn't have to do anything. Now the government and Eyewitness News are simply in a you say, I say scenario right now. I can't say that there is definitive evidence that either side is in error. I can't say that, even though this last evolution of these statements coming out of the Prime Minister's office on behalf of Concord Wilshire does not help the government's cause. Does not. Any communications office of a prime minister, head of government, would have to know better than to have that look prevail in respect of any matter as serious as this. At the very least, it is easy for a multi-million dollar company to simply shoot out to the press, even if done through a public relations company, a statement that it wants to put out to the. And that would have been the cleanest, most definitive refutation of Eyewitness News's story. But that is not what has happened to date. And it is unfortunate. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.